Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. Is everybody on the conference call still? Make sure it's everybody. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have everybody on again. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Tracy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I see coming on Facebook, coming on Facebook and Periscope, conference call. Glad to have everybody on. It is Friday, but it's a good Friday, right? Every Friday is a good Friday. We definitely get excited about Fridays. And then it's the weekend.
Yay.
I know that, but hey, Amir Levon is on. Rawlins is on. Hey, Belinda, good morning to you. Sister Sheila and Brother Kenneth, hey, good morning to you guys. Miss Buzz, hey, Sister Buzz, good morning to you. Sister Portia, good morning. We are just getting started. Give time for a few people to come on in. Hey, Sister Ford, good morning. Reverend Knight, good morning. Lady Kellum, good morning to you. Brenda Jones, hey, Deacon Jones, thanks so much for sharing already. She's up early sharing on Facebook. Sister Yura is on. Sister Cheryl, make sure I get that right. Sister Cheryl is on. Venus, hey, Sister Venus, good morning. Deacon Doe is on. The foreman out of Richmond, hey, good morning to you guys. Sister Diane says, happy Friday to everyone. Faithful Nadine, hey, good morning. Good morning to you. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Glad to have you. Peanut, appreciate you. Marcia, Sharon, as usual. Glad to have you with us. Terrell Muller. What's going on, T? What's going on, man? Hey, the shepherds are on. Glad to have you all. Let me see. Sunshine, hey, good morning. Good morning to you. It is Friday. Hello, everyone. From Felicia. Felicia says hi to everyone. I hope you guys get that. Hey, Kendra is on. Good morning, and Sharon. Let's go hearts, Periscope. Let me see hearts, hearts, hearts. Let me see hearts. Good morning. Hey, Pam Whitaker, good morning to you. I see purple, blue, or the purple, blue, orange, turquoise. Keep tapping until we get another color. Purple, blue, orange, turquoise. Is that it for today? Pink, there it is, the pink one. A brown heart. Yeah, brown hearts, I see. You know, we have some people in Periscope. They don't like to push hearts unless it's the right color. Look, hearts are hearts. Show the love. Spread the love. Hey, Ruth, what's going on? I'm Al. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Look, let's jump into our Devo today as we get started. We are kind of walking through Bruce Wilkerson's Coastal Walk. It's a 365-day. We probably won't get through all of it, but I thought it'd be a good, you know, a good jump start until we locked into another type of learning, because we just come off of the 40-day word fast. And so now here we are getting ready to get close to God. Not just close, but closer. Because it doesn't matter really where you are, what your relationship has been, there's always another step. Hey, Tanisha Johnson. And so we want to make sure that we are intentional about our relationship, not just frivolously hoping that we have a relationship. Lady Killam says she prefers purple hearts. Right, I know, but love is love. We appreciate it. Hey, Pat, good morning to you. Look, let's jump in. Matthew 8:8 is where we are today. Matthew 8:8. Go ahead and type that in. Matthew 8:8. I want to talk about the house party, right? Matthew 8:8, and today's idea is the house party. Typically goes this way, Matthew 8:8. The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to. Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed." One more time. Hey, Kelly Sweat. The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed." So backdrop of the story, there's a Roman soldier who's a centurion, and one of his soldiers or servants is hurt. He finds Jesus in the middle of the street, and Jesus says, "Hey, I'll come to the house." The guy says, "No, you don't have to come to the house. I don't deserve you coming to my house. What I'd rather you do is just speak a word." Matter of fact, later in that same chapter, he says, "I'm a man that's under authority, and when I speak, people do what I say. So I believe that if you just say the word, then you can change what's at my house." It's almost as if he believed Jesus had some power under his command, that if he spoke, the words would automatically change at the house. And sure enough, Jesus is shocked. He says, man, I haven't seen this greater faith in all of Israel. But, you know, because you believe like this, he spoke the word, his servant was healed. So let me be true to Bruce Wilkinson, because what Bruce Wilkinson talks about is he talks about this connection between humility and faith. He says that in order to have faith, you must be humble enough to know that we are not really deserving. That the way the centurion says, he says, look, don't come to my house. I don't deserve that. Then what happens for Jesus is this, wow, he trusts me enough to believe that if I speak it right here, right now, it's going to happen. And Bruce Wilkinson suggests that for real faith to be accurate, for real faith to be put into play, there must be something in us that knows we are undeserving, that in our weakness, God's strength is made perfect, that in our flaws, God can still give us favor. Now, you got to be careful, because there's a thin line between humility and what is brokenness, right? You want to be humble enough. Hey there, is that somebody, Mustafa, she's on today. I'm praying that you are listening as you type in, because Jesus loves you too. You know, listen, there is this connection between humility and faith where you want to be undeserving enough to ask God for it, but you don't want to be so shamed, right? You don't want to be so shamed that you don't feel like God won't do it for you, right? Here it is again. Don't be so low that you don't think God will do it for you, but don't be so prideful that you think God has to do it because you said so. You know, there's that balance between humility and faith. Matter of fact, Bruce Wilkinson says the two are married to each other, that you can't have one without the other, that if you have humility, you want to have faith, and in order to have faith, you must be humble. So that's the Bruce Wilkinson. I want to be true. You know, I want to be true to what he said. Thanks so much. We love you too. And that is his highlight. But I got to be honest. Here's where I am. I'm reading Matthew 8 and 8, and it says, the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word. And today I want to suggest that God gives house parties, right? That there is this idea that God wants to come to your house. That's our focus today. God wants to come to your house. Whether he does come or you tell him not to come, I want you to know that God will come and he wants to come to your house. That what you experience in church can happen in your house. That what you see happening in televangelist ministries, God can do it in your house. That what you hear people testifying about in their lives, in their healing, in their finances, God wants to come to your house. And today, if I could impress upon or empower anyone, I would tell you that when God shows up, things change. God comes to houses all the time. God went to Zacchaeus' house after he came down out of the tree. He went to Peter's house to heal his mother-in-law. He went to Mary and Martha's house when Lazarus was healed and after Lazarus had died. Jesus even hosted his own house party where so many people were in his house that they had to lower man through the roof of the house to come down and be healed, because there's something about homes that God loves. Matter of fact, he says, I'm standing at the door knocking. If any man would hear my voice, right, open the door, let me in, that I would sup with you. And today's message for you is God wants to come to your house. Now, I got to be true to Matthew 8 and 8, that the method by which he shows up may not always be the one you're familiar with, right? That he may not necessarily physically show up to the house, because what the centurion knows is that even if he doesn't take a step into your house, his word being in your house is enough to change everything in it. It can bring healing to your house. It can bring hope to your house. It can bring joy to your house. It can bring peace to your home. It can bring reconciliation so that the hatred that exists can be broken up and destroyed and love can come back. It can bring prosperity to your house. There's this story where there's this Ark of the Covenant, and David sends the Ark of the Covenant to this guy's house named Obed-Edom. David was afraid, but while Obed-Edom had God at the house, everything in Obed-Edom's house was blessed because God shows up to the house. As a matter of fact, if I can kind of make this twist, let me just say this. God is telling me to tell you, I'm coming to your house. That's it. God is saying, I am on my way to your house. Now, whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been waiting for, whatever you've been expecting, go ahead and get the house right. Go ahead and put dust off the Bible. Take some of the dust off the frames. You know, clean up just a little bit, because God is coming to your house. It's Friday, and you know God does great things on Fridays. Today, expect a house visit. As a matter of fact, old school style, kid and play like, get ready to have a house party. Because I believe that the word God gives us today is that he's on his way. Look, that's our message for today. I hope you can receive it. I hope you grasp it. I hope whatever hesitation you have or whatever, whatever you have in you that's kind of paused, like, I'm listening, I'm watching this, I'm on a conference call, I'm listening to it on podcast, or maybe, I'm hearing it, but I'm not sure if it's for me. Look, you hear, why wouldn't it be for you? Out of all the scriptures God chose, this is the one he chose, this is what he asked us to talk about, and today, get ready for the house party. God's coming to your house. Father, look, I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank you for humble hearts that will receive you. I thank you for faith that believes that the word we have today, the scripture that you illuminated, was for us. And I thank you, God, for being a high enough God to handle our problems, but so humble of a God that you would come to home of ours, that as low as we are, as insufficient as we are, as undeserving as we are, God, you would spend time in our home. You would come to the intimate places of our life. You would come to the space that we have closed off from some others, but opened up to those who will receive you. And I pray now in Jesus' name that you will make house visits today, that you will heal hearts, that you will heal brokenness, that some of the hidden areas of our life that we have blocked off from others, that God, you will deal with, you will bless, that you will give favor to today in Jesus' name. We thank you for being a high priest who is not foreign to our infirmities, but such a friend that will come to where we are. So today, before the weekend comes, before Saturday gets here, before Sunday worship happens, God, prove to us that you have already shown up, that you have been an ever-present help in our time of trouble. God, this is our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, you guys have a great day today. Be blessed. Look, Mustafa, I'm glad you came on today. I'm not sure what you're going through. I'm not sure what's happening to you, but you came on Periscope, and I believe Jesus has plans for you. Matter of fact, in Jesus' name, bless Mustafa for being with us on Periscope. Listen, for everybody else that's on Facebook, everybody else on conference call, everybody else with us that's on the live stream, thank you so much for being with us, and you have a great weekend. Go find a game plan for your life, right? MyGamePlanOnline.com. Be blessed.